Hey, welcome back. Good to have you with us here on Coastal Daybreak on the Talk Station, FM 107 AM 1240. It's been a lot of fun in the Olympics watching volleyball, and we've all played in the backyard, but not like the level that they play. And our next guest has played at that level, indeed, with the 33rd World Military Women's Volleyball Championship. And joining us this morning is from the 2nd Dental Battalion Naval Dental Center, Camp Lejeune, is Ensign Abby Merkel. Good morning, Ensign. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. And where are you today?
Right now I'm in the 2nd MLG PAO office.
Okay. Well, we're glad to have you along with us today. And tell us, what do you do in the Navy?
I'm a healthcare administrator. I'm part of the Medical Service Corps. So I do anything non-clinical that has to do with healthcare.
I was just worried, I know that one of the biggest risks in volleyball is to someone's teeth, and I thought, here, this is really good. She's with the 2nd Dental Battalion. I think that's appropriate.
Very appropriate.
Yeah, all right. Well, tell us a little bit about how you got interested and then excelled and elevated into this level of international competition.
Well, I started playing volleyball in high school and then eventually got recruited to go to the Naval Academy. And once I graduated and got into the Navy, I started looking for other options of, high level of play. And the all-Navy volleyball team, I reached out to that and got selected for that team, and that eventually pushed me into the All-Armed Forces team.
And where have you been with that?
This is my first year playing. So we trained in Chicago, Illinois, or at Great Lakes, actually. And then we went to Amsterdam in the Netherlands to play in the World Military Championships.
And that's fantastic. And when was that? When did that take place?
It was in mid-July.
So you have to be watching the Olympics with a certain amount of probably envy and also interest.
Yes, all the time. And it comes on during lunchtime, so I get to watch it during my lunch break.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. The competitive level volleyball is so different from what we play in the backyard. So tell me, what position do you favor, or do you?
I'm an outside hitter, so if you're watching the Olympics, I play the same thing that Logan Tom and Destiny Hooker play.
Oh, okay. Great. And it's so different watching it at that level, too. I'm just amazed at the speed that the game goes at. And is that something that, as you excelled and as you moved up in level of competition, you had to get used to, is the speed of the game?
Oh, yeah, but it's also a natural progression because everyone's getting better as you get older, But, yeah, it's much faster than when I started playing.
So how long do you get to play with this team? Is this a limit?
It's actually already over. So the way it works is you play for the all-Navy team, or you get selected to play for the all-Navy team or whatever service you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we play in a tournament against ourselves, against the other services, and then they select one team from those teams to go and compete internationally. And then next year the process will start all over again. They'll pick a new team for each service.
Well, what is the volleyball season?
Well, the volleyball, if you're in high school or college, the volleyball season's in the fall, but they do this in May, June, July time frame.
How has that helped you out, do you think, with your military career as well?
I think being on a sports team helps. Any sort of sports team would help anybody in the military because you have to learn natural leadership and leadership among your peers, which is really important.
Mm. And so what do you see for how long have you been in the Navy, by the way?
I've been commissioned for 2 years and then 4 years at the Naval Academy.
Okay, excellent. Do you see this now as something that you can continue for a while, or would you like to coach?
I would like to play on this team as long as I can, but my command has to endorse me every year.
Yeah.
We'll see if that happens.
So good PR will help with that, right?
Right.
So we'll try and help as much as we can. Through 2nd MLG, now, is this something that if you're on a deployment as well, that you get a chance to play on ship or in other places?
Probably not. If I was on deployment, I doubt I would get endorsed for this.
Right.
Okay. Sort of just goodwill,
Yeah, that's it. So let's cheer you on while we can. So your next opportunity will be next spring. How did y'all do in Amsterdam, by the way?
We came in sixth.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to play against lots of teams from other. We played China, Brazil, the Netherlands, but we came in sixth. We beat Canada.
Are any of these that you competed against, are you seeing them in the Olympics now? Or?
No, but probably in the next 4 years, they're like their tier two teams. That
right.
Played.
Right, because so many from so many other countries, well, we have good representation out of our military on the Olympics, too, but they're often almost exclusively military in some countries.
When we met them, we're like, oh, you know, what do you do? What do you do in the Army? And they're like, oh, we play volleyball.
Yeah. Yeah, this is their MOS, right,
yes.
Is volleyball.
Yes.
There you go. So, again, as we talk with Ensign Abby Merkel again, where'd you grow up?
Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
It's right outside D.C.
A lot of good volleyball there?
I don't know. Volleyball's not too big in Maryland, but mm-hmm. I was able to find some good teams in that area.
And how about at the Naval Academy? Was that a higher level still?
Yeah, the Naval Academy is Division One, and so we got to play lots of teams, you know, lots of other Division One teams.
Well, that's excellent. Well, we're so glad that we could talk to you about this, too, because I think it's just one more aspect of the military and of our Marines and sailors that we'd like to get to know is what they are able to do on an international level in competing like this. So next year, will Amsterdam host it again, or will it be someplace else?
No, they haven't selected. It'll be another country, but they haven't selected which country that is.
Well, we get to hopefully we can hear word about it and root you on from the whole season.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay, thanks, Ensign. We appreciate you joining us today.
All right, thank you very much.
Ensign Abby Merkel is with us today from 2nd Dental Battalion. And 2nd Marine, 2nd MF as well, too, from 2nd MLG. So thanks for joining us here this morning. This is Coastal Daybreak here on the Talk Station. It's interesting. Was that and Divitt's arranged that, even though they're right down the road here? We could have just made a local call. This is Coastal Daybreak here on the Talk Station.